I don't take the same suggestion twice, because that would be cheating, right? One second. And what a real great first suggestion, just straight in. Just like, racism, out the bat. Yeah, straight away. One final rule. And that is an acceptable suggestion. I will grill you further on it, though. Whoever here said racism is a suggestion?
I did.
No, you don't need to apologize for that. I mean, it depends what aspect are you coming from. Are you like, it's a great thing, I love it. It's a very general topic, so let's delve into it. Like, pick an aspect. I mean, I think that, you know, we're going to need more than a 3-minute beat to tackle that, and this is only one of five topics. It is Black History Month. It's true. It is the leap day. It's the once every 4 years Black History Month gets one extra day. It does feel unfair that it's the shortest month of the year, doesn't it? Really? I don't know. Okay, cool. So let's deal with that. I mean, I'll deal with it, obviously. I feel like you've just gone, yeah, handle this, white boy. But that's fine. That's a fine suggestion. So, a history of racism in America. And we need four more suggestions. Let's come to you guys over here. What do you want to rap about? Have you not heard enough hip-hop songs about that already? I mean, what? Let's be specific. Let's be like, pick a position, like reverse cowgirl, or be like, oh, that awkward moment when you have to check if the condom's still on because you're not sure you want to be a dad. Or like, no, not one that I've said. That would go against the rules. Guys, I know it's late, but step your game up, really. What do you want? Let's. You're a sex ed
teacher.
Sex ed teaching. That's a good suggestion. What's your favorite thing to? Well, what do you think the most important thing to teach our kids is in sex ed?
Right now, I'm teaching safe pornography use.
Safe pornography use. Guys, cancel the show. We're all gonna learn something. So, safe pornography use in the context of a healthy relationship, or just in these kids' lives? Yeah, yeah, it's a hard problem. That wasn't on purpose, guys. Okay, safe pornography use. That is a fantastic suggestion. What a moment for you to walk back in. We're learning about safe pornography usage. You're like, I don't need to learn about that. I'm all written up. I know that. So we have the suggestion: a history of American racism, safe pornography usage. The rest of you who have to suggest have a real tough bar. There's a hand at the back waving very politely, and I'll come to you in a second. What person at the back, what do you want?
Growing up in a funeral home.
Oh, wow. That definitely feels like it comes from personal experience, but then again, you're not wearing all black, so... Did that happen to you?
Yeah.
Yeah? You seem quite cheerful and normal. It's like, yeah, you should meet my brother. Growing up in a funeral home. You had a hand up here. Someone cutting in line, but they're in a wheelchair. I don't feel that gives them a pass. They get their own fucking parking spaces. They can wait in line as well. Plus, they get to sit down. It's comfy. Sorry if you're in a wheelchair, but also get to the back of the line. Right. So, a history of American racism, safe pornography usage, someone cutting in line, but they're in a wheelchair, and growing up in a funeral home. There's one suggestion left. I feel like it should come from the middle of the room because you guys have yet to... Whoa, one second. There were two at the same time. So the gentleman said...
Changing attire.
You're quite drunk, aren't you? You said... Changing attire. Changing attire, yeah.
And
one person is super excited about changing attire. Can I just clarify? So do you mean as in a rubber tire on a vehicle or a tire as in clothes? Cool. Change. Because like a change of attire could also be when you go, yeah. No, I just wanted to check. I didn't want to disappoint you when I'm like, kind of, I got a tuxedo. And you're like, no, I wanted Michelin. Right. And then there was a woman's voice that said something as well.
Who loves Kanye more than Kanye?
Who loves Kanye? I mean, that's not even a question, is it? Right? It's a good question. Maybe we'll try and fit that in. Yeah, I mean, that lady is very adamant that we'll go with tire. I'll be square with you. I like the Kanye suggestion, but changing a tire is just because, you know, I know quite a lot about Kanye, whereas changing a tire, I'm like, Dad, how do I find someone who can do this? Right. Okay, this then, to close out the show, a real treat for you guys. It's a freestyle rap. That's the rap made up on the spot based entirely on those suggestions. It's not ever going to be seen again. It's made up in the moment. And it will be about a history of American racism, safe pornography usage, changing attire, maybe who loves Kanye more than Kanye, but maybe not, growing up in a funeral home. And what was our other one that we had? Getting cut in line by a wheelchair. I was trying to deliberately forget that one. I was like, maybe we don't. No. Because the thing is, I post these online sometimes if I like them, and that was going to get me a lot of hate from her. That's okay. Thank you very much. I love the support. You're like my Flavor Flav there. Just like, you do this. If we can drop the beat, good sir, let's have some fun with this. I'm excited. Oh, and this is a new beat as well. I'm excited. Right. And more little volume as well. Try that. I don't even know where the drop is on this one. I should have listened to it before we did it. Okay, it's there. Can we rewind it? I want to hit that drop, Dwayne. I'm like super pro. It's because I mix up the beat each time and then, yeah, okay, right. So which one to start with? I'm going to go with the lady at the back. Yeah.
Lady at the back, not donned all in black. She could change that attire if you gave it a crack. Growing up in funeral home, plain to see. A chill lady, loving mortuary. Assisting a dad when it comes to the chloroform. Put formaldehyde there, and I look at all the corpses lying up inside the morgue in the funeral home. Yeah, you feel adored. There's so much death, but so much love as well. 6 feet under, cast me in its spell. I watched a television series with the guy from Dexter, Michael C. Hall, yeah. Wikipedia, check ya. I know the names like I'm IMDb. When I wake up in the morning, I see people I see dead there, cold to touch, and flowers in the vase. People walking in, all the poor widows and widowers. Lady at the back is like, this was my childhood. Did you enjoy it? Yeah, it was wild good. It was amazing. It couldn't have got any sillier unless I said you're indulging in necrophilia. But you didn't do that, sick in the head. You think you're going in there and have a date with the dead, a day of the dead, like Dia de los Muertos in Mexico. A big problem in this country, yo, racism. More blacks than whites in prison. A real problem ever since the year, oh, it's 1616. The first slave ship came across there, transporting from the Atlantic. A whole nation built on the backs of slaves. No reparations even to this very day. The 13th Amendment, throwing guys in prison, is basically slave. Every Republican say it isn't. It doesn't matter though, the beat's not long enough. My knowledge of this history is not strong enough. But we need to come at it from all fronts on the very last day of Black History Month. But I'm moving on now, it's what we do. If you're in a wheelchair, yeah, I get you. It must have sucked that you lost the use of your legs. It must be horrible, you need a bedpan in your bed. But still, man, when will you learn? I've got wheels and I'm limp still. Wait your turn. This is a whole damn line. I'm looking at you. You need to wheel right there to the back of the queue. Everybody feels like you get the sympathy vote. Now you get concession tickets. Yeah, you get on boats for cheaper than everybody else has got to pay. I said it and he cried. I ruined his day because we're at Disneyland. He's only 7 years old. Make a wish, child. And I still give him scoldings and say, nah, I don't give a fuck. You are not getting to shake Mickey Mouse or Donald Duck. Hand I waited here. He's crying like a fountain when I'm riding high, having fun on Space Mountain. The best place for me to be. Let me talk about the rapper and it's plain to see. He's insane, you know. He's going off his rocker. Thinks he's amazing and wise. Like Spock there from Star Trek. But I'll say today, no one loves Kanye more than Kanye loves Kanye. He loves himself. And it is not good. I know these days we say we need self-love, you need to self-care, practice it and take a day off. Nah, Kanye, really? Ask a professor of mental health, what is wrong with you? Well, he's prescribed Lexapro. It's what you do if you're depressed and suffer from anxiety. Still, 10 years ago, it was easy to proclaim him as a genius. We can answer me, best Kanye album, my dark twisted fantasy, we know that stuff. Some people say, no, it doesn't please us, it was the dropout or Jesus. We need the one more. I'm holding yours for end. What was the suggestion we got from these friends? What was the one that wasn't that one? Okay, no, I'm not gonna come on and last because that's funnier. This one's less fun.
I would be boasting, I make it up, I'd be a liar if I said I'd ever encounter changing the car tires. I just sit there and pull out my insurance plan and wait there, AAA, for a much better man. He rocks up, he says, Chris, it's not there. I wasn't aware that in my boot I didn't even have a spare. I drive a BMW 3 Series with the run flats. I really worry, yeah, you know I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have stopped, I should have drove it home, put it in the garage. Over here you say garage and I'm living it large, cause I'm changing tires from front to back. I rotate them at the place, they put it on the jack, they lift it up, and then they change the oil while I wait. Now guys, take care every time you masturbate. It's really cool, you gotta educate the kids so it comes to porn and they're not addicted, cause it's so pervasive. You're pulling out your phone, there's pop-ups for advertisements, wanking off at home. Ladies in your area wanna hook up with you, and when you're horny and you're 13, what the fuck you gonna do? You're gonna get real erect and say, yeah, ladies, I no longer respect them, cause my whole idea of sex has been turned rough, because they get it in the news feed so much enough. They see crazy stuff like porn that is snuff. That's where you kill someone when you've had the sex in the buff. That is so crazy, and it can't be easy to be the person who's acting as the teacher, trying to get attention at the back of the class. They're over there and they're fucking jacking off in an ass. It's so horrible. Why would you have to envision that coming over here? No, there's no revision of that. It's not homework when you're home and you jerk and then you clean it up after all the kids squirt. And obviously I'm just focusing on the guys, because to talk about the ladies would not be fair in your eyes. There you go. That's basically your curriculum, right? Can't spell curriculum without cum.